From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. The Fort Worth City Council voted last night to create a historic district around the core of the city's iconic stockyards. In a historic district, developers that want to build or expand must have their plans reviewed by the city to make sure they're compatible with the neighborhood. The decision came after 3 hours of public comments, including from preservationists who were hoping for a much larger boundary. More than 150 people packed into the city council chamber and overflow room, many wearing large yellow buttons that read, "Stockyards Go Bigger." Paul Hunter was among those who pleaded with the council to pick the larger of two proposed historic districts.
How many ways must the city's own commissions, local, state, and national historic and preservation bodies, and citizens by the thousands say to this council, the small local historic district provides insufficient protection for the stockyards?
The council approved a 60-acre district, even though the city's Historic and Cultural Landmarks Commission had recommended a district more than twice as large. Libby Willis said that since city leaders are giving tens of millions of dollars of tax breaks to develop the stockyards, they should use their seat at the table to preserve history.
The job of historic preservationists is to identify what is important architecturally and historically. The job of the city is to protect it.
Others, though, saw a smaller historic district as a compromise. Mitch Witten from the city's Tourism Bureau said redeveloping parts of the stockyards will help bring in more money from the 3 million visitors who check out the iconic district every year.
People want more in the stockyards. They love the stockyards, but they want more to experience. They are looking forward to being able to spend more time there.
Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price tried to assuage some concerns that a $175 million redevelopment plan underway in the stockyards would destroy it.
The stockyards are not about to be bulldozed, as the rumor has, for a Disneyland park. It's just not true.
There are, though, almost 24 outstanding demolition permits for buildings in the stockyards. The mayor pointed out that developers say they want to find ways to incorporate aspects of those old buildings into new ones. That fell short for preservationist Kip Wright.
You offer the cannibalization of these historic buildings. Oh, we will demolish them, but we will save bits and pieces and put them somewhere. I don't know.
Regardless of the new historic district, those demolitions can't be stopped because they were granted before a historic district was approved.
But right now, what I've seen so far, I think developers are going to get everything they want tonight.
After hours of testimony, the council almost unanimously voted to go for the smaller boundary. And Zeta was the only no vote, a vote she said she was casting because she wanted to vote for the larger boundary.
I do not want anyone to think that this is a vote against the creation of a historic district, because I'm absolutely for that.
For Sal Espino, it was a question of balance. His council district includes the stockyards. He says he wants to preserve them.
At the same time, we know that the stockyards are in need of major infrastructure investment. They are in need of a serious infusion of cash flow to redevelop it, to preserve it, to keep it going.
Councilwoman Gina Bivens said a too large historic district would scare away that investment.
I believe taking on the larger area is government overreach.
If politics is the art of compromise, neither side seemed terribly thrilled with the decision. Preservationist Kip Wright said the boundary was haphazard, not designed with historic preservation in mind. Wright has been conducting a survey of the historic buildings in the area.
The city council ignored all of their advising committees as well as this historic survey and picked something that is incomplete and inadequate.
Kirby Smith had been hoping the city council would kill the historic district altogether. Smith is with Majestic Realty, which makes up half of the partnership behind the massive development project.
We didn't believe a historic district was necessary. However, if one was going to be placed, a smaller, sensible size district was appropriate. And I think that's where we ended up last night with the council's vote.
This debate was years in the making, and it's not the end of the discussion. Next month, the Fort Worth City Council will move forward with new standards that will help shape the look and feel of new development in the stockyards, a debate that no doubt will be just as lively. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.